Space Danger, Part 2. Nemesis Mine, by Doug Strider. Read by Barnaby Edwards. Ensign Fenton was in his element. The crew were on shore leave, so he took the opportunity to remain on board to read up on the adventures and tactics of famous captains throughout history. Some of the more recent Space Navy captains had ingenious methods for dealing with space pirates, nebula ghost whales, black hole demons, and subspace death dogs. He had no idea whether any of these things actually existed. The biographies were written by rabid fans, after all. But if they did, then he was gaining valuable information.
"Never happier than in a book."
Fenton looked around.
"Bertie," he smiled and relaxed. "What are you doing here? I thought you'd gone down to the planet."
Bertie laughed.
"As your bunkmate, it was my duty to make sure I stayed long enough to drag you away to live a little." "Thank you, Bertster," Fenton said warmly, "but I'm perfectly happy here. Did you know that subspace death dogs can be subdued with a laser shot to the nose?" "I'm sure they can, Georgie. But did you know that real experience can be learned from real experience?" "Ha! I see what you're trying to do here," Fenton accused amiably. "Guilty?"
Bertie held his hands up.
"Here, brought you a drink." "You star!"
Fenton took a swig gratefully.
"But please, don't let me hold you back from your holiday. I'd feel awful." "It's no problem at all," Bertie reassured. "We have to look out for each other, right?" "Damn straight."
They clinked their glasses together and emptied them with a satisfied sigh.
"Space rum,"
Fenton said approvingly. Fenton then realized he was riding a horse through a forest and gripped the saddle in shock.
"I think he drugged me."
"Oh, you reckon?"
"Faster!" Bertie yelled as his horse galloped alongside. "Faster! Hi-ya!" "It's too dangerous!"
Fenton shouted above the hoofbeat thunder. Bertie pulled ahead and urged his horse to give even more speed.
"Come on, Georgie! Live a little! Embrace the danger! Hiya! Hiya!" "Damn it!"
Fenton growled and tried to catch up. He didn't see the branch that he slammed into. Just stars. And then...
"I think he did that on purpose."
"Really? Is that what you think?"
"I'm certain of it now, but this was so long ago."
"You don't even know where you are now, do you?"
"I bet he doesn't even know. Oh, are you betting you know something?" "You are? Oh, really?"
"No, you're quite right. I really have no idea where I am."
"I'll bet you don't."
"No need to put money on it, truly. I really don't know."
"I'd expect you'd like to open your eyes." "I'll just bet he would."
An image of hooded figures filled his mind.
Hello there. I'm George... Kurt, who are you?"
"Wouldn't you like to know?"
"That would be much appreciated, thank you."
Is he impervious? I mean, oh, I suppose he's impervious.
Are you impervious, George Kurt?
Are you? I'll bet he is. I'll bet he's what we're looking for. Oh, you will you? I don't know. I bet you will.
I'll bet you haven't got the first clue.
Gentlemen, please, what's this about?
He wants to know what this is about.
Well, it's a bit late. This one has just died.
Before he could respond, George Kurt died.